This is that story show where we ate all our kids' candy last night.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
Hey, podcast people, I'm your host. My name is James Kennison.
And I'm John Steinkleber. And this week on That Story Show, Jed dips out on some missionaries.
Who?
Ben ninjas his way around a school bathroom.
Ooh.
Can't wait for that. Sally burns down a microwave.
Yeah.
Justin almost gets mugged for his coffee.
Ooh.
Wes gets glass stuck in his cheek.
Which one?
I can't wait to find out. And Keith's son makes kids want to pass out while passing out candy on Halloween.
All right. I can't wait to get into this episode.
It's going to be good.
We always start.
It's always good.
Oh, yeah. But we always start with an opening story. This is from Jed. It's called A Bad Missionary Position to Be In. What?
Nothing.
Oh. Many years ago, some missionaries who were serving where I lived had wanted me to go out and do some work with them. As a teenager, I wanted nothing more than to not go out with them. And then it happened. I saw them approaching our house, so I went and got my brother and told him to open the door and say I wasn't home. He didn't want to do it, but eventually he agreed. And as he went to the door, I hid in the hall to listen. My brother opened the door and said I wasn't home. A sense of relief came over me as my brother closed the door, but within a second of it closing, he turns around and yells at the top of his lungs, "There, I did it! I told him you weren't here!" My heart sank. And at church that Sunday, I could see the missionaries weren't happy with me. A terrible missionary position to be in. Hope it makes it on the show, Jed. It's a pretty funny story.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Pretty, that is a pretty bad position to be in.
Yeah, it's the worst one possible.
Yeah. I don't, why were the missionaries going to his house?
Because they wanted him to come and work with them.
Oh.
That's what it said. He said some missionaries were serving and they wanted me to go out and do some work with them. And he didn't want to go.
Yeah. I mean, usually
when he was in a bad position.
He was in a bad position, and his brother ratted him out.
Yeah, stinking
poor
brothers.
Jed. That's what they do. That's what their brothers are born for, right?
Yeah, my brother kind of did that to me one time, but it was my wife. I was downstairs, knocking holes in the wall, in the basement, and it's because I was trying to rerun a cable, and the cable was kind of mounted to the studs, right? So I kept punching holes in the wall to try to find out where the studs were.
I'll find it.
And I'm like, I'll fix all this later. And I hear Jen pull up. I'm like, David, go up there and keep her from coming downstairs. And so he comes in and immediately she's curious. She's like, "Hey, David, what's going on?" He goes, "Nothing in the basement." So, of course, her squirrely butt comes downstairs and catches me red-handed.
Punching holes in the wall.
Punching holes in the wall. I did fix them
looking
all.
Looking for studs.
Yeah. Yeah. She found one down there punching holes in the wall. So, let's rewind the week. All right. Weekly Rewind is where we rewind the week, basically, and tell you a story from the last 7 days or so. My wife is a very smart lady, John.
Yeah.
She works very hard. She has a job where she has to think and know a lot of things.
Yeah.
But sometimes she surprises me with how dumb she could be. Have you ever seen the Eric Larson comic where the genius kid is trying to get into the school for geniuses?
Oh yeah, he's pushing. Gary Larson.
He's pushing on the door, and it says "pull."
For the gifted.
Yeah, yep. That's my wife.
The Far Side. That was that comic strip. That I got you.
She's Gary Larson.
Gary Larson. She's got so much genius in there.
It pushes out some of the common stuff. So she had a jar of honey, you know, the bear with the honey in it. And it was almost all gone. And it had kind of gotten to the situation where it was crystallized.
Oh, that's the best kind.
But we could have just bought some more. But since we were poor growing up, we just mindlessly use up every single bit of everything. Yeah. You know,
if you can't scrape it clean, then you feel like you've wasted it.
Exactly. And she'll do this with toothpaste and everything else. I mean, like, we're squeezing the bottom of the toothpaste to get it done. Like when the toothpaste sucks back in when you're done pushing, you know, that hard.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So anyway, she says, I can use this honey. I can get it out. I just need to warm it up. So she puts it in the microwave just for a few seconds, but then she pulls it out and opens it up and poof.
Oh.
Freaking honey, hot honey, explodes.
Like napalm.
Everywhere. It was on her face, her clothes, down on her shoes, across the floor.
On the ceiling?
Probably. We haven't. But it was so weird because I came home and I didn't know. And my feet were clicking when I'd pick them up off the ground. She's like, I thought I got it all.
I would have blamed it on the dog.
But I'm like, Jen, what happened? She's like, I didn't take the lid off.
Oh,
I'm like, that's microwave 101. We learned that so long ago that you have to take the lid off or it'll blow up. Hot air expands, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. No more than you can put a Coke in the freezer and expect it not to blow up.
Well, about that.
So my wife is a genius. She's very smart. But at the same time, every once in a while, she's just kind of dumb.
Yeah. Well, I know I can relate with that because I'm also a genius. And every once in a while, I'm kind of dumb.
Well, God was handing out looks and talent and genius. And when he got over me, the talent bag broke. And so that's all I got.
Stop.
So I can do a lot of things, but not very well and not with a lot of sense. So.
Well, what's the joke when we were growing up? It like said, when God was handing out brains, you thought they said trains and you went down to the train station.
Yeah, that's what I used to say. I used to say that all the time.
You didn't say that as kid?
No, but it reminds me of another saying.
People
said
it about me.
There's a guy from Israel that said when God had a bag of rocks and when he was creating the earth, he was scattering them around. And when he got over Israel, the bag broke. So
there they are.
So,
I guess I'm done here.
Just leave them there.
Yeah.
So anyway, what about you, John?
I have a weekly update. You know, we just had Halloween yesterday.
Yes.
And
celebrate the devil.
The devil?
Yeah.
And don't let him in and all that stuff?
Right.
That's why they stand at the door and knock. But that wasn't a reference to the verse in Revelation where Jesus talks about standing. Just in case anybody's out there. Anyways, I'm going to digress. What was I talking about? The devil. Halloween. So people like to decorate for Halloween where I live.
Yeah, spooky stuff.
And there's this road that I take to get home. It's just like kind of a little back road. And there's these two really old houses. Like the houses themselves could probably be haunted houses just like year round.
Yeah.
Because they're kind of old and one of them's kind of run down. And it's not like a very wide road, but these two houses right across from each other, it's like they get in a competition every year to see who can. They're like their front doors face each other and they just deck their small front lawns up with all sorts of stuff. Like this one house has a mummy, like one of those 20-foot mummies, or it's probably not 20 feet. It's probably like 10 to 15 feet, somewhere around there. They got a mummy, they got a werewolf, and another skeleton. And then the house right across the street, he's got all sorts of different things. You know, it's redneck Georgia, so they got stuff out there. Anyways, James and I were driving home from something, and we're looking at all these decorations. And this one of the guys has this tree in his yard that's all rotten and looks like it's about to fall over. We're just looking at the decorations, and James pipes over. He says, "You know, the scariest thing in that yard is that tree." It's like, yeah, it's true. Lots of dumb.
No, that's stuff. Good. It reminds me of a story when I was a kid. We used to go to this lady's house because she did ceramics, and my mom did ceramics, and I think everybody did ceramics for a while there. And they had a rotten tree in the front yard. And rather than hire somebody to come and cut it down, the man that lived there with the woman just put some caution tape in the yard because the tree had an obvious lean. So he had calculated where the tree was going to fall, and he marked off that space. And he told us when we came, don't go in there because that tree's going to fall any day now. And even at like 11 years old, I was like, that is stupid. That's the stupidest thing ever. If it's going to fall down and you're worried about it falling on you, what are you doing? Mowing the lawn and then just running through the tape?
No, I don't go near it at all.
I saw no sense in that at all. And eventually, we were driving past on our way somewhere and the tree had fallen right in there between the, so he was Finally. Good. At least he had his calculations right. I mean, I figure if a beaver can do it and he hasn't even passed kindergarten, you know, this grown man Good should point. Be able to figure it out.
I would have gotten, like, as a kid, I used to find trees that were kind of, you know, rotten-ish.
Yeah.
They were ready to fall, but I definitely gave them a lot of persuasion. I used to push those jokers over.
Oh, yeah. Because I felt like a man.
I probably shouldn't have. It probably was really dangerous, but it was a lot of fun.
Yep.
And I would have found a way to push that tree over.
I did that in front of my kids when they were little. And
yeah.
They thought I was this. They didn't know it was rotten, and I didn't tell them. And they thought I was the strongest man in the world. They brought that up like regularly. Like,
my dad pushed over a tree.
Dad pushed over a tree. I mean, I bet if I asked them right now, they would go, "Yeah, you did put." I bet it was rotten. like it's still living in their brain that I pushed over a whole tree.
I did push over trees for fun. Yeah,
it's awesome. Okay, I got one more.
Ooh,
we were at bonus. Church. We were at church the other day, and the pastor said something to the extent of, "We need to look more like Jesus."
Mm.
And I turned to my wife, and I'm like, I just looked at her with some sultry eyes and said, "That would be so hot." She pulled a U. She was like, "I don't even know what that means." I'm like, "I don't either." And it's just what I wanted to say. I wanted to be controversial.
Yeah. You're trying to picture her with a beard, huh?
Yeah, and long hair. You know, she already had that part. So she's like, "Stop being weird." Can't help it.
We're in church. You can't be weird in church.
Can't help it. Can't help it. I was on my phone in church this Sunday. I know. It was just briefly, but an ad started playing, blah, 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 and I couldn't turn it off. Everybody's turned around. The guy with the glowing face, that's who it is. because it was pitch dark. It was during worship. It was just the worst.
Yeah. I was about to ask if you go to one of those kind of churches that, you know, they turn off all the lights so they can.
Yeah, because there's two kind of churches. There's the church in the light and the church in the dark. And I go to a church in the dark church. So.
Yeah, but do you have a fog machine?
Yes, they have a hazer.
Oh, man. See, that's the church in the middle. Like, the church I go to is the one in the middle. We don't have a hazer.
Okay. That's actually, I respect that. So, yeah.
Do the lights change every song?
Kind of, yeah.
And do you get flashed in the eyes every now and
then? No, they don't have any, they don't have any like mechanical lights that flip around. Yeah, we're not at that point yet. And when we are, I don't actually tithe to the church we go to. I tithe to my church that is attached to them as a sister church. So, That's so cool. If they do it, I'm not paying for it. So is my point.
You're going to start giving more to the other church that you tithe to.
So we got a review brought to you by podgagement.com. You guys are all that I listen to now. Ha ha.
Uh-oh.
That comes to us from some teen girl who loves cheese. That's her whole username. That's her username.
Well,
you guys are so talented. Honestly, I would write a full-on review about how amazing you guys are, but you are way too amazing. There are way too many amazing things to say. James and John make a perfect duo. I hope they never stop. I love you guys, but not in a creepy way. Some teen girl who loves cheese. So thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Yeah, that's like super flattering. I want to put that on the wall.
Yeah.
You know, we should have a wall where we put our favorite reviews.
Okay. Why don't you start it?
Okay.
At your house.
I'll do that at my house. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like in your son's room. He'll love it.
Or
in your bedroom. Your wife will love it.
She would. Like, what is all these things up here? Who's some teen girl who loves cheese? Why is she writing stuff about
how much you're raising? Why are you putting that crap on my wall? You're taking down all my Hobby Lobby stuff, man.
Yeah.
Please leave us a review on iTunes or Spotify. It makes us really happy and it helps the show. Review.thatstoryshow.com. All right, it's time for us to do some featured stories.
Let me tell y'all a story. Let me tell y'all a story.
All right, first up on the list is a little bit of middle school drama.
Dang it. Move out of the way, stupid.
Hang on, Dookie. Dookie, hang on.
I'm a little scared about that title.
Yeah, it's from Ben. Hi, James and John. I have a story that happened recently. I'm in middle school and I dislike my ELA teacher. So the other day I was going to the bathroom, leaving a dookie. When I am finished, I look over and there is not toilet paper.
Uh-oh.
Then I look outside to see if anyone is out there and I see a teacher entering the stall next to mine. So I had to wait until he left. And then I made a mad dash to the next stall. Once I finished, I left to go to my class. English teacher was mad because I spent 20 minutes in the bathroom. After that, nothing eventful happened, and Nguyen found out about what happened. Ben.
Nguyen?
Did I do okay?
Yeah. Yeah, you read it exactly as it was written. Even with the afty.
It's kind of gross.
That is, yeah.
Yeah. But
dude snuck over to the next stall. I see what you meant by ninja-ing.
Yeah, he had a ninja around. So yeah, he had a plan. It was, to run bent over, I guess.
Did he
pull up?
Did he have his laundry down around his feet when he's
I don't know. I don't know what middle schoolers do, but when the teacher walks in, you can't let him see you in the bathroom.
No.
Because at that point in middle school, you don't even realize that teachers go to the bathroom. So it's a double surprise. First of all, they're going in my bathroom. Secondly, I didn't know they went. So
yeah. No, teachers don't go. They don't have time to.
No.
They just recycle everything.
So yeah, no toilet paper, man. That'll be something that you will never quite learn to check. I don't know why, but I'm 51 years old and I still don't check.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like the first thing I check.
Well, you're a better, that's what makes you genius. Yeah, you're a smart guy.
I might
guy.
Walk around with my zipper down, but at least I check the toilet paper first.
Yeah, no.
I don't even do that in the bathroom. I mean, I do, but why am I talking?
It's all right. It's all right. At my work, they have the worst toilet paper ever known to man. So,
oh yeah.
My question has always been, all right, obviously, you know, airports and airplanes and some hotels buy the cheapest possible toilet paper that is like you can see the freaking sawdust in the toilet paper, you know,
yeah.
Like they didn't quite mix it up all the way.
Mulch.
Yeah. And it takes twice as much toilet paper to get the same amount of work done. And so I've often asked myself, do they really save any money cheapening out on the toilet paper? And I realize why they don't use expensive toilet paper, because there are many people in the world that can't afford good toilet paper. And if they put good toilet paper in, people would unroll it and take it home.
That makes perfect sense.
Because that's what I would do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like,
ooh, this is nice. I'm taking it home.
This is like the Corvette, or no, this is like the Cadillac of toilet papers.
Yeah.
And I must have some.
I would walk in thin and walk out pregnant. That's what I would look like anyway. Just have
all lumpy.
Whole bunch of lumpy babies in me.
It's not toilet paper. I'm not stealing this toilet paper. It's not even toilet paper. I just ate a lot in the bathroom.
Oh, Andrew got a story called Foil Don't Fit. In sixth grade, we were on our way to lunch, and this girl called Sally was getting her lunch out. Sounds like a good band. Sally was getting her lunch out. She had a sandwich or something wrapped in foil, and she was waiting to heat it up. We walked over to the microwave, and set it for 3 minutes. Now, here's the thing. She didn't take the foil off.
Oh.
So about 10 seconds later, we hear a shocked scream, and I looked over at the inside of the microwave. It's on fire.
Oh.
The foil and her sandwich was burning as flames licked the inside of the microwave, making popping noises. We even saw electric shocks going into the foil.
Nice.
One of our teachers runs over and opens the microwave. Now the flame was almost out because it was running out of things to burn. Yeah, it has to have oxygen, fuel, and heat. I think those are the three components of fire.
Yeah, fuel, oxygen,
flame. I don't know. The flame was finally out. And my entire table was laughing at the shocked face of Sally. Because somehow she grew up her whole life not knowing you couldn't put, you know, metal in the microwave. Somehow the fire alarms didn't go off, but in the end they had to throw away the microwave, which was charred badly. Hope this makes it on the show. Wow. Andrew, man, middle schoolers, dude, what the heck.
Dang it.
Definitely
move out of the way, stupid.
Can you tell the difference between Ben and Andrew's story though? Ben wrote it like he is a few points lower than Andrew on the IQ scale.
I think Ben wrote his story he texted this story in right after he got out of the bathroom.
You are
like in class.
You're so nice, but I think this is the way he writes assignments.
That's why he doesn't like his ELA teacher.
Because she hates him because he can't write or the crap.
Yeah.
But Andrew wrote a perfectly good middle school drama story without the drama. I don't know. He must be homeschooled.
No, there can't be.
So where does your son go to school?
Maybe it's co-op. You don't know.
Good point.
I'm trying to give homeschoolers the props.
It is very well written. And I would assume that maybe it's the homeschool or classical school type.
Yeah. I mean, access to a microwave, that's not public school.
Nah.
You got to give me that.
That's accurate.
So, yeah. Anyway, this one's from Justin. It's called coffee mugging.
Coffee mugging.
Yeah. I was at the farmer's market today. I walked there. It was raining, but I have a rain jacket. It says H2No. That's the brand. But maybe they should say H2 sometimes, because it felt like some of the water was soaking through.
Oh. She was.
I was there to get coffee and exist around other people for a bit to combat loneliness. Oh, yeah. This is a comedy podcast. Dang. It's dark. Thanks, it took a dark Justin. Turn. So I got my coffee from Double Jump Coffee, which is an amazing name. And I'm wandering around the market deciding if I want anything else. And I hear a woman say, "He's got coffee." And I look, and the lady asked me where I got it. I pointed to one stall and said, "Well, they got coffee there, but I got mine from Double Jump, not a sponsor, over there." She said, "Well, now I don't have to mug you for your coffee." And I said, "Well, I already did put my lips on it." And she replied just like that, "The lid does come off, right?"
So, oh, dang.
It was a humorous exchange.
I wonder if Justin was like, "You know what? It wasn't worth it. I'd rather be lonely than deal with this crazy lady."
She was trying to, she just wanted to mug a dude.
She just wanted, yeah.
You know, have you ever been around one of those women? They're just hungry. They just have a hungered look in their face. Like they want a dude. They want a man's company.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we knew a girl like that in high school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of them, maybe.
We did.
You know, they have a name for them now. They're called pick me girls.
Pick me girls.
Yeah.
Huh.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, and they'll do anything that they think will get them attention from boys. That's what my son calls them, pick me girls. And
pick me girls.
Yeah, I mean, down to who they're wanting to vote for and stuff. They'll change everything about themselves to agree with the boys that they're around. So, but yeah.
That's not the kind of girl that you simp for, right? Did I use that right?
No, no, she's simping for the
boys.
She's
simping.
Yeah. But I think she was just out to mug somebody, and she liked his H2NO jacket. So she's like, "He's got coffee.
He's got coffee.
He's exactly what I'm looking for in a man." So, and so when he said, "I already put my lips on it," she's like, "That's right. And you could put your lips right here.
It makes the coffee sweeter." Come
on. Is it Justin flavored? Ma'am, I once peed in this mug. Oh, I don't care. I listened to that story show. I don't give a crap about that.
Yeah. That mug's perfectly fine. You washed it, I'm sure.
It's dual purpose. It's stainless steel. The co-host said that was perfectly fine.
Yeah, it's medical.
Even though surgical steel is what they use, not stainless steel, John. Stainless steel is actually very porous. And
I feel like I'm getting schooled.
Do you know that if you have onion smell on your hands and you rub them in the sink, on the sink, no soap necessary, the onion smell will absorb into the sink and come off your hands?
You know what else will come off on your hands is the nasty crap in the bottom of your sink.
I'm just telling you, rub a spoon then, whatever. It works. And that's why I'm saying peeing in a Yeti bottle that's stainless steel and then washing it out is not enough. That's from a few episodes ago. Go back and listen. That's what you get for being a fan of the show. And if you're brand new, then you just have to educate yourself. It's a self-help clinic here. We're not going to.
That's right.
I don't remember what episode it was. This is from Wes.
I don't either.
Wes hasn't written in for a while. We met him at NarthexCon.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's the ear and hair, easy pocus stick, hairy pizza eating, bat flying over cage kid. You remember that guy? He would just keep adding to his stories. Yeah.
Yes.
So anyway, hi, I'm the hairy pizza eating kid. One night I was playing Ghost in the Graveyard with my friends. Ghost in the Graveyard is like sardines. It's a game where one person hides. It is amazing. I haven't played it since high school, but
Ghost in the Graveyard, run, run, run.
It's a game where one person hides and the seekers have to count at base and then go find them. And once they find it, they have to yell Ghost in the Graveyard, and all the seekers have to go to the base before the ghost catches them. See, I prefer sardines because in sardines, you find the person hiding and you hide with them.
Yeah.
And then the next person that finds you hides with you. And before you know it, there's 15 people crammed in what was supposed to be the perfect hiding space. And the last one to find everybody is a dork. A big fat dork. So I love it. But anyway, this is a good spin. So as a little prank, instead of hiding somewhere outside, I hit on a roof. You're a cheater, Wes. You're not clever. You're a cheater. So there's a window in my room that opens to the roof, as there is in every white person's house, according to the movies.
Don't have a window. Yeah, right, right.
There's always a place go out on the roof and think about stuff and have conversations.
Watch the stars. I would have gotten a spanking when growing up if I was crawling around. Actually, I did get a spanking for crawling around on the roof.
I had a tree that would help me on the roof, and then I was too scared to come down. So I was screaming for mom.
Help me.
And she kept telling me to jump. And I was like, there's no way, I'll kill this woman. She thought she was strong enough to catch me. I'm like, I'm going to fall right through your arms and break myself on the concrete. So I eventually braved up and came back down that tree. So,
well, that's a good thing, because you would have grown old up there.
I would have died on the sidewalk or on the driveway. That's what would have happened. And I'd have broke my mama's back I would have fell on a crack. And I would have landed on her. So anyway, he hit on the roof because there's a window. I've gone on the roof many times and didn't expect this time to be any different. I mean, there was that time I went out with my best friend, talked about problems with my mom. And then there was another time I went out with the girl I like and we almost kissed. And then there was another time we went out and we saw a shooting star with my little sister. And we talked about growing up together and, you know, anyway, sorry. You know, white kids have it made, because even if you're at school and you need to talk with somebody, you can go on the roof and do it. High School Musical, anybody?
That's right.
Yeah. So.
Oh, wait. I just watched a Spider-Man the other day.
Yeah, you can go on the roof anytime.
He totally was on the school roof with his buddies talking. That's a theme here.
It's white privilege is what it is. It's white privilege. They say it doesn't exist, but it does. And that's one of them.
Spider-Man's friends, they're not. One of them is Asian and the other one is.
Yeah, but they came with him.
Oh.
They're using his white privilege.
Okay.
It's okay. It's all right, John.
I don't know how it works. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you need to get a clue. You need to learn.
I'm sorry.
And then you need to share it with others.
You're right.
Like Spider-Man. All right.
Great responsibility.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mind you, the window doesn't have a handle on the outside. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, no.
Once the Seekers, my cousin Luke and my brother Jonah and my friend Tegan. Tegan got named weird.
Tegan.
Luke and Jonah were raised by Christian parents, and then Tegan had hippie pump mom and hippie dad.
Tegan rhymes with vegan.
I just want something that rhymes with vegan. It just reflects my way of life. Tegan, T-E-A-G-A-N. It's tea and veganism. Vegan. It's my two favorite things in life. So his first name's Green, but they call him Tegan, his middle name. His last name is Applesauce. I don't know.
Green Tegan applesauce. Poor Tegan. He's probably nice, or she, or they. I don't know. Tegan's a nice kid. You're leave just, Tegan alone.
You hate it when I make fun of people. You can't handle it. You're such a saint. Well, anyway.
I got picked on as a kid. I don't know what to do.
Once the Seekers were done counting, they went in the backyard and they still couldn't find me. So I was having a grand time watching He's over them watching and giggling. Them. So once I shouted down to them and they looked up and I ran back to base, but I lost. But it was still funny. Mm. When I get back inside, instead of calling someone to go to the window from the inside, I use the technique I always use to get back in. I push my hands to the glass and I use the friction to lift the window. Right?
Yeah.
But this time I backed up. I pushed my butt against the glass for the pressure and used my hands for the pushing up. And surprise, surprise, the window crashed in on itself, cutting my hand and my cheek, the butt one. That is.
Oh, no.
My parents got up from the couch right away and yelled while coming up the stairs, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Yes." And then they saw the damage. My hand was bleeding mildly, so we patched that up. At this point, none of us knew that my butt had been pierced. So I just started helping cleaning up the mess. A leak down the leg led us to a much deeper gash in my rumpus. I guess you don't have a lot of feelers back there. I guess that's why... Spanking? My spankings always hurt, though. Maybe they would have hurt worse if they had been, you know, across the front legs or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I never thought about
Man,
that.
Man, I'm giving all the child abusers good ideas. Dadgummit.
No.
Don't, I hope no child abusers listen to this show. You're not allowed to. Okay, because we hate you. We hate your ways. We don't hate you. We just hate your ways. Anyway, we got it replaced like 2 months later. The window is not the rump. Thanks for clarifying, because John was gonna ask. But
how do you get a butt replacement? Do they have a transplant for that?
They do. You have to just write it on your card. They don't take it. You have to offer it. And like in the case of my death, I have a pretty nice fanny, so I would like to share it with someone that doesn't.
I wonder what the waiting list is like.
Surely there's a long one. You know, people are just like, my butt is so dumb.
I can sit down in peace and comfort because this butt was donated to me.
Do you care if it
like crossed the line?
Do you care if it matches? No, I am not picky. Not picky at all. I'll take any color, whatever gender. My butt will transition anyway.
I got a cheek transplant.
So my butt had broken the window and the window had cut my butt. So we got it replaced 2 months later. Thanks for having my story on the show. You assume NarthexCon was really fun. It was really nice to meet you guys. I remember you, Wes. I do. John doesn't, but I do.
No, yeah.
Him and his dad were there.
I think they sat. What? Yeah. Mom and dad were there.
No,
and
his
they sat
dad.
In the back.
It's just what? His dad.
Just his dad?
Yep.
Which was this the most recent?
Yeah.
NarthexCon?
Mm-hmm. It's all right. You don't have to remember everyone.
I will remember with, you know, I have.
Wes visual. And his dad did a podcast. It was called Dream Fiesta.
Dream Fiesta.
Yeah. When he was very young. Yeah.
Okay. I might have my mind mixed up with the faces that I remember seeing. So okay. I apologize.
That's right. You know who your friends are, Wes. You know who takes this seriously.
James is the man.
This one's called Fright Night. It's from Keith Helsley, and it's the only Halloween story we got this year.
I'm scared.
On our Halloween episode. So, when we lived in Northern Michigan. No. Northern Michigan! Not Northern Michigan! No! I'm just kidding. Whatever. I don't know anything
What's
about
What's the difference between Northern Michigan and Michigan?
I don't know. I never say Northern Missouri. Unless I'm talking about the AG districts, you know, which are unfairly divided, but
Michigan is the glove state, right? And then there's that little part up top that's like disconnected from the glove.
See, that's where you're a genius. I have no idea what shape Michigan is or where it is located in relation to where I live now. I don't even know all the bordering states of Missouri. I just know Missouri looks like some drunk drew Georgia.
That's funny. Because it's true.
Yeah.
And no, that's really what happened. That's how they That's how they laid out the borders for this.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Georgia, but I can't remember exactly. Well, I'll just have a kindergartner draw Georgia.
Yeah. There we go.
And everybody just else can just work it out. So.
Yeah.
We get
I'm
the
sure
river.
Illinois won't mind.
Yeah. So when we lived in northern Michigan, my kids were mostly in middle school. Mostly. They went most of the time.
Sometimes they went to high school.
Sometimes pre-K. I mean, you know, wherever we happened to drop them off. I was the drunk guy that drew Missouri. So they'd find things to do with their friends on Halloween. But my second son wanted to pass out the trick-or-treat candy for the neighborhood kids. I did that this year for the first time because my kids have always wanted to go out. He grabbed our big bowl of Halloween treats. Hopefully that's all it's been used for.
Nope, not according to this show.
And I ran out to the front porch, or he ran out of the front porch so he could hand out things from there. To stay warm, he grabbed my green military field jacket and my floppy brimmed camouflage boonie hat. So it didn't take long for me to notice the trick-or-treaters walking up and down the street from the picture window of our house. It also didn't take long before I heard screams coming from the front porch. So I wondered what could be happening out there. And as I opened the door, a kid in costume approached the front porch. And since my son wasn't moving, she took the liberty to reach into the bowl of treats. And all it took was the slightest movement from my son. And she screamed and ran away.
I think Keith's son was trying to keep all the candy for himself.
I think he was jacking with little kids, and that's so right and so wrong. He made himself comfortable, and he was sitting on the porch in a lawn chair, his feet sprawled out. With my loose-fitting jacket and floppy brim hat, he gave the appearance of a scarecrow or some kind of Halloween dummy. Yeah, I'm voting Halloween dummy, actually.
Halloween
dummy.
Oh,
you mean mannequin. Holding the bowl of treats in his lap, his disguise was just good enough that all it took was the slightest move. Those are my favorite kind of scares, not the raw I got you.
Yeah.
But I saw one on YouTube where the wife had just stuck her head out of the bottom of the doorway and just laid it on the ground. And when her husband came around the corner, she's like, "What's up?" And he freaked out because her head was laying on the ground. She didn't say raw. She just said, "What's up?"
Hey.
And he almost stepped on it. He was dancing so hard.
Oh, man.
I asked him if we had a lot of kids come by the house so far. He told me there was a bunch. I asked him how much candy he'd given away. And he said, "Not very much yet." He might have been right.
More for me.
I guess he figured the less he gave away, the more candy there'd be for him. Funny joke, son, but I gave the kids the candy. Aww. Hope this isn't too late to make it on the Halloween show. Keith Helsley. No, absolutely not. Keith is the In All Cast grandpa, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He does a podcast.
I know Keith. He's been to every single NarthCast.
Absolutely. With his whole family.
Yep.
He brings a sister and his son and he and his brother and his sister do a podcast together called That Sounds Funny. Because they are blind, and you see what they did there? That sounds funny.
That sounds funny.
They don't get a lot of visual jokes, but they like to talk about things that they have found hilarious throughout the week. And I'm actually working on a logo for them.
And cool.
So I asked him what colors he wanted. And then I was like, is that a good question to ask a blind guy? Surely he understands the concept of colors. And he did. Yeah. He responded. He says, "I would like it to be yellow, blue, and red." And I'm like, okay, then he knows he has a concept of colors and those are good colors to work with. So
yellow, blue, and red.
Yeah. I asked him if he had a particular style of logo that he wanted. He said, "No, I'll leave it up to you."
Creative license is all yours.
That's
James.
Right. So I've worked on a few ideas and I'm going to give him my best. We put the call out last week and the week before that for a online podcast costume contest. The first ever podcast costume contest. We had one entry. It's going to make it really simple to judge.
Yeah, that's good for me because I, you know, love everything.
One entry, but two costumes. Let me tell you about it. Halloween costume contest winner is Lori Kiker.
Lori, congratulations.
The best Halloween costume I ever did was with my horse. We were invited to a horse club's Halloween horse show. And one of the categories was best costume. And I wore a fun clown costume, not scary. There's no such thing as a not scary clown.
It's a fun clown.
Sorry.
Fun clowns aren't scary.
It ruined clowns for everyone. Stephen King is to thank. Anyway.
Yeah, thanks, Stephen King.
Then I made my horse into a clown as well. Why did you do that?
Now that's kind of, that does sound scary.
I sewed him a large clown collar and 4 clown ruffles to go on his feet. For the final touch, I sewed a red nose on his bridle. We got second place.
What?
Lori Kiker. Yes. And I included a photo there. Do you see it?
I do.
She's on horseback. There's the horse's nose, a little higher than a normal nose would be.
Kind of would be like the bridge of our nose if we were to put the...
Yeah.
But like, how else would you do that?
Right. You wouldn't want to put it down there where you could actually get at it, you know?
Yeah. He might drive the horse crazy.
Tickle his nose. Yeah. So he's got the fringe around his neck, and he's got little things around his little horse feet.
Little fringy things around his
horse feet. Look like tiny little skirts.
And Lori looks more like she's a clown.
Yeah.
But Raggedy Ann, was that the doll with the red yarn?
Yep.
Actually, which funny story, the Annabelle doll, remember the movie?
Was Annabelle? A Raggedy Ann, yeah.
It was a Raggedy Ann, not the movie though, because they had some creepy looking doll for that. But yeah, so this makes it scary Halloween.
There's no such thing as a not scary clown. So she has no makeup on, so that's a positive. She has a red nose, and she has 2 pom-poms on the front of her clown outfit, and she is riding this horse. She got second place. I wonder who won.
I gotta know, like, what Lori, did first place have?
Write back in and tell us what a first place horse and rider costume looks like. And then tell us who lost, what idiot lost.
Yeah, who didn't even place.
Who spray painted their horse?
That would be kind of awesome.
Yeah. Just take a rattle can and just tag it.
Horse is like, I don't care for this, man.
We got a few announcements. Stickers, keychains, and hats are available. Merch.thatstoryshow.com. Also, thatstoryshow.com is its own website now.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Thatstoryshow.com, man. I don't know why that's an announcement, but I've been working hard on it, and our friend Daniel J. Lewis has been making it happen behind the scenes. He is the official awesome guy behind the technology of That Story Show. And I want to announce our next theme show for December, because we got one for November. Next theme show is bikes.
Bikes.
We haven't done bikes. Our first theme show was bikes. Man. We haven't done it since episode 16 that was back in 2007, 16 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So there's a whole new generation of listeners that surely have fresh bicycle stories. Now, we want injuries. We want falls and crashes. We want cool stunts. We want to hear about when you got your first bike or your coolest bike, what you did when it got stolen, anything that has to do with bikes. We need it. By December 19th, okay? That is the deadline, December 19th. And we're still wanting stories about weddings as well. So send those in. Weddings. But about, you could hurt yourself on bikes, you know, your best trick you ever did, the worst trick you ever did, you know, whatever. Did you get hit by a car on a bike and you lived?
I hope not.
If you lived, send us the story. If you did not live, please do not send us the story. That is not the kind of show this is. Save it for the spooky episodes. So,
yeah.
Anyway, thanks for all the wedding stories. We have enough. But if you still want to send one in, send one in. This podcast is possible because of our supporting listeners on Patreon. Supporting listeners get ad-free listening, swag like stickers and mugs and signed autographs and stuff like that. And a weekly bonus podcast called Stuff That Didn't Fit on the Show that we're going to record right after this. Try it out free for 7 days at support.thatstoryshow.com. You can also give one time through PayPal. Yeah, it's on thatstoryshow.com. Just click on donate or something like that. I don't
yeah,
know.
You could skip your coffee this week and yep. buy us and support the show. I skipped my coffee this week.
That's right.
That's another story, though.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. And it's time for us to get out of here. You have a story that you'd like featured on an episode? Submit your story at thatstoryshow.com, or you can type it or talk it. And while you're there, join our mailing list for the latest updates. Please take a moment and leave a review on iTunes or Spotify. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed. Don't get depressed. Just think, hey, this belongs on That Story Show. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks, John.
Thanks, James.
All right. Let's see what we got this week.
Bring it.
All right. The smartest person in my house is dumb on some days, like the day she put the honey jar into the microwave. The story wasn't crystallized and needed to be heated. She warmed it with the lid on. This should never be repeated. You always take the lid off. This is the thing we learn first, 'cause you have to let the air out or it's going to burst. Gary Larson made a comic once of this very thing. A genius pushing on the door that just wouldn't swing the way he wanted it to. Jen is so very smart, but in other ways she's stupid, like the father of Bart. Well, I guess I said it, but I didn't eat the honey. If I did, I'd lose the lid so that it wouldn't explode on me. Jen's intelligent. She knows how much I don't know, but every now and then another side of her shows. She's my Mary Poppins. Hope she doesn't take offense, because she's practically perfect except for basic common sense.
That whole song was about her. I hope you don't get in trouble.
I'm gonna be destroyed. Don't anybody tell her. Welcome to Stuff That Wouldn't Fit on the Show, where we share stuff that wouldn't fit on the show. I am still your host. My name is James.
I'm still Jane. It's Friday.
Yeah,
I'm
it tired. Is. It is.
I'm still John.
I'm still barely. Repeating things I hear and not even filtering them. I'm just letting it out. James is James, and I'm James.
I'm James.
We're just a couple of Jameses. It's that, that James show. Yeah.
Boy, maybe I should change my name.
I used to podcast with another James, your son, on Red School Bus.
Yeah.
And I played James and he played little James. And
little James.
I felt bad about that because he wasn't little, you know, but yeah. He just said he didn't care. Get more from That Story Show today. Support.thatstoryshow.com.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, oh.